Greenland, the homeless, and what the heck do I want in a candidate?
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for September 11th, 2019. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me, and today is September 11th, so take a moment, just a moment, to reflect on what happened all those years ago in 2001 during those horrible morning and watching those attacks.
18 years, wow.
Wow. Yeah, it still seems like it's yesterday. If you watch it on YouTube or something, it still brings up bad memories. So let's bring up some good memories, or at least different memories. Shall we?
Okay. Yes, your comic strip of the last week discussed Greenland, was kind of poking fun at Trump trying to buy Greenland. And Bruce 1253 says, I know it's not used anymore, but there's this thing called being nice to people, of entering into a fair business relationship, of respecting each other. If you do that, you don't have to buy the whole country, just their products. If you pay on time and help them when they need it, they will continue to sell to you and make you a preferred customer. It's called building a long-term relationship.
Yeah, it's weird to think. I mean, the whole Greenland story was just so flippin' bizarre.
Yeah, it was.
Because we haven't bought a country. I mean, Seward's Folly, we bought Alaska. And after the wars, I guess we took over.
Don't think we bought them, though, did we? Not like that. We didn't offer to pay for it.
Didn't we buy the Virgin Islands? Am I wrong?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you what. If you listen to this podcast, get back to us and let us know. Because I believe that we did. And it wasn't from the British, which is weird because we have friends in the Virgin Islands. And did you know that they drive on... Well, you know because you've been there, Jean.
Yes.
But they drive on the wrong side of the road.
Well, the left side.
Okay. Let's go with that.
But their cars aren't changed. Their cars are still like American-style cars.
Yeah, it's left side drive and you drive on the left. It's very strange. We had a friend of ours who freaked out every time we turned a corner.
Yes.
It was kind of adorable, actually. So
you also mentioned about, Truman also wanted to buy Greenland, to which Darson 54 responded, fair enough, but you got to admit as a suggestion, it was sort of out of left field even for Trump. But his response to the refusal was so childish, can't help but draw some criticism.
Yeah, you. For those of you who don't remember or hadn't heard, Trump offered to buy Greenland from Denmark, and the Danish prime minister said...
That's absurd.
And so Trump, who was supposed to have a summit with the Danish in Denmark, canceled the summit, saying that their prime minister was nasty.
I know. It's very funny, considering...
What is he, 12?
Apparently.
Does he read his own tweets?
No. Maybe he doesn't do them. Maybe it's really someone else doing them.
Apparently it's not.
I know.
Anyway, so, yeah. It was a strange, strange thing, but... Okay. Just add it to the list, right?
Right.
So what other
comments? One of many. Well, you also did a joke on why don't we just trade Greenland, give them Florida for Greenland, to which J.M. Waracle said, how about California and Oregon instead? And this led to a big discussion on California. Someone mentioned that it has the fifth largest economy in the world, but also led to comments on the state having the largest homeless population and most living in poverty. And Cal said, California is attracting too many people from out of state with the policies in place. Ignat said, homeless people gravitate towards cities because they need to survive. Why do you think they aren't picking through people's garbage in the suburbs? Because they don't like the neighborhood? Cities have soup kitchens, shelters, food pantries, places to go inside, community centers, and yes, dumpsters. You assume the city causes homelessness when actually the homeless seek out cities. So there was a lot of that California's policies are attracting people. However, I came across a study by an article by Margot Kuschel of UC San Francisco, which drew on an article, a 2017 study by HUD, and basically most people experience homelessness close to where they lost their housing.
Is that right?
Yes, the majority. I mean, it's like an overwhelming, it's not like just 51% to 49, it's 87%. In the 80s, a percent of people who are homeless are living near in the state okay. from the state.
And a little full disclosure here, Janine and I are both native Californians, so we actually hold dear our native state. And Janine has done a lot of work with the homeless, particularly in the Chicago area. So you're immersed in this and you have strong feelings about this stuff. But we spent a week at a cartoons convention in San Francisco a few years back, and it was just the city. I mean, I'm sorry, that's awful.
Well, it's because there's no place for them to go.
That's it.
There's no affordable housing. They don't have shelters. California has a much higher rate than of unsheltered homeless than New York because they spend more money on them. And you think, you're homeless there. There's no place to go to the bathroom. We've been tourists there, and we couldn't find a place to go to the bathroom, so there's no place for the homeless. Chicago has a lot of places people can go to the bathroom besides the streets.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and this was a conversation that started from, trading California and Oregon.
Right.
I see. Okay. Well, yeah. But California does have the fifth largest economy in the world. Even, I think, Los Angeles County, if you carved that out, it made it an independent country. It was like the 17th largest economy in the world. So,
but they do have the largest homeless population in the country.
They do. So there's that.
Right. And it's because it's just unaffordable.
So what else do we got?
We have, Cheapskate Zero said,
I love Cheapskate Zero.
He likes to comment. He's got lots of interesting comments that make you think and talk. Brings discussion. He said, Friday, wasn't it, that Stantis drew a morph of Joe Biden and Hillary? I wonder how long before we get a Biden bunny. Probably old and crotchety, just like Alice's white rabbit.
Yeah, you're getting way ahead of me, man. You Cheapskate, maybe you're smarter than me, or you're thinking like me, which you need to get help and get it now. But yes, pay attention. Yeah, of course. You know, of course that's going to be the thing. So stay tuned.
He also said, looking at the August 29th, 19 Stantis strip, I wonder what he's thinking. He claims to be a never Trump, but he always assails any possible Trump rival as infinitely worse than the Orange Menace. What does he want? A Democrat that's more conservative than Trump? Oh, wait, we had one, Hillary, and Scott spent almost a decade trashing her.
Well, I would actually take exception to that. I'm not saying that these people are worse than Trump. I'm saying I want someone who's better. And I'd like someone who can be competitive in this race because I believe that this president is, bad. Will I vote for a Democrat? I've mentioned this before. It will be extremely difficult for me to do that. 4 years ago, or 3.5 years ago, as many of you know, as you read the strip, I supported and did vote for Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, the Libertarian candidates for president. I may do that again, although you and I had a conversation the other day, and you said there's no way you're going to vote third party this time.
No, I think I thought last time it was to kind of say that we needed a different system, but now I think it's just too important to vote for the blender, like you posted on.
No,
the Roomba.
The Roomba that just goes around in circles that got 67% of the women's vote. Although, you know what? I should have put an addendum to that. In 2016, the election, Donald Trump got 48% of the women vote. Which to me is stunning.
Yeah, I don't.
Given the
that.
Grab him by the comment, yeah. His obviously serial victimizing of and using of women, he's not very gentlemanly, is he?
Does not appear to be.
No. Anyway, so any other comments or anything else we want to talk about?
I think we'll stop there.
We're going to stop there.
Yes.
Okay, then. See, this was short, just as short and sweet as
short and sweet things.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, so thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We'll be back again next week. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please feel free to do so by going to gocomics.com/Prickly City. That's gocomics.com/Prickly City. Leave a comment. Maybe we'll use it here on the podcast. Also, you have to register if you haven't already. It's free. You get all your favorite comic strips, single panels, editorial cartoons. It's a pretty awesome site. And like I said, you register for free and you don't get flooded by crap.
Nope.
So do yourself a big fat favor. And of course, subscribe to Prickly City because, it's awesome. And if you want to contact us directly, please feel free to do so by emailing us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. Thank you, Brian Altimer, our wonderful and patient producer. Thank you, WGN and WGN Plus, for hosting our podcast, and especially thank you to you for listening. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.